We're starting this morning with Matthew 5, 14 and 15 in the NIV. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. This is where it begins to bite. We are now expected to walk the talk. Show by our lifestyle that we have a different set of values. Act like a believer, not just talk about being one. It's going to hit us right where we live. This is where the rubber hits the road, as they say. Jesus talks to us as his own and teaches us because he has a purpose for us in this present darkness. We need to be straightened out from our crookedness first in order that we may be an example and in turn able to straighten others. We are twisted, weak and deceitful people, but he loves us with a passion that will not leave us or let us go, where we are being transformed into his likeness. We're not saved by good works, but in order that we may do good works. So first off, he must straighten us out before we can be of any use to anyone else, before we can be light in a dark place. We need to be heavenly minded enough to be some earthly good. Heaven must touch us first in order that we can touch earth with the power of God. We are his witnesses and his ambassadors by our character, our conduct and our influence. By saying that we are both salt and light, Jesus is showing that there is something both putrefying and dark about the world. In one instance, we're going to act as a preservative, in the other, illumination. And Jesus always speaks to what we are becoming. He always addresses us, present, future. And here he tells his hearers how he sees them. You are, he says, both salt and light. It may not match with where they or we are right now, but he's prophetic all the time. So he's holding out what we can become, because it's what he sees. Suddenly, be holy as I am holy becomes a distinct possibility. Are you up for that? Stick with the program then, because you are being transformed from one degree of glory to another as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Now isn't that good news? See you tomorrow.